This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Hey, Mark, this is Brenda. I know that you made appointments for us to look at those five houses this morning, but my beauty shop has just had a cancellation, and I have got to get my hair done. So would you please reschedule those appointments for this afternoon and let me know what time? Okay, thanks a lot. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with Talent on Loan from the California Association of Realtors. That was Brenda Blaylock, my friend and fellow agent. Great guest today, Bill Shopoff, founder of Shopoff Realty Investments. He and some partners bought Nordstrom's department store. 175,000 square feet, three levels, and nobody's home. So what's going to happen? What's going to happen? How do you buy a place like that, finance it, and you have no revenue, and then you have to put money into it? And what's going to go there? We'll see what he's willing to reveal in the second segment. Fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly. Year to date, we'll do in the first segment, we'll take a look at overall sales, number of sales, median price, and also let's take out Montecito and Hope Ranch, see what it's like for the rest of us, as in Festivus. If you haven't remembered, don't forget to turn your clocks back. If you turn them back now, we'll go back to the old time. No, turn them forward, spring forward. And I hate it. And I had once or twice a year, I have a real estate, I have a radio nightmare, a studio radio nightmare. And last night was one of them. And I was here, and Richard was here, and it wasn't a real studio. It was kind of like out in a park, and my guest wasn't coming, and then my guest and my briefcase with all my notes wouldn't open, and then my guest was here, and I didn't know his name. I didn't know the guest's name, and I asked him for a business card, and I couldn't read it, and suddenly the breaks, and suddenly the show is over, and then Richard left, and somebody else came in to produce the show. I think it was that guy who hosts the golf show. I don't know what the hell he was doing here. He was puttering around. So I just hate it. We voted on the time change, but I heard, and I don't know if this is accurate, that we actually voted to keep it at daylight savings time, not standard time, which is a big problem because we're all in this sphere of different quadrants of time with other entities. So we can't just, it's kind of like making it up. So the case, as my listener emailed me, the case of the missing hour, Perry Mason episode, I heard hospitals report a 24% increase in heart attacks, and it caused a nightmare for me. And unrelated to the time change, I heard that in the early 1770s, the British Empire decreed colonists can't cut down pine trees. This was 2 years before the Boston Tea Party. So now we know where the Santa Barbara Planning Commission trained back in the 1770s. Okay, so we got the owner of Nordstrom's, year-to-date sales, we'll do in the first segment. And Richard, are you Irish?
Yes.
Are you really?
Aye.
Did you ever go to a Irish psychiatrist?
No.
I got this joke from a Perry Mason episode in 1961, The Case of the Crying Comedian, and this woman was on the phone calling the club where he was on stage, and you could hear him in the background. And then he told this joke. Did you hear about the Irish psychiatrist who didn't have a couch? And the punchline was, I had to play it back five times. He didn't have a couch. He had a Murphy bed. Okay, enough. Let's get into some real estate. Well, that was related to Perry Mason, which is tied to this program, so I can do that. Okay, year to date, this is through the 10th week of the year 2022 through March 11th, 2022. Overall, number of sales, 185. Median price, $2.4 million. Remember, we ended 2021 at $1,962,000, and here we are the first 11 weeks of the year. I'm sorry, first 10 weeks of the year through March 11th. Median price $2.4 million. That is 23% higher than last year's year-to-date of $1,950,000. The number of sales at 185 is 23% fewer. However, Last year's 241 sales for the first 10 weeks was the highest, looking back till 2015, and it's probably the highest ever. The number of sales was flying off the shelf, as they say. Did I say that? I did. 241 and 1,950,000. Okay. Number of sales, if you look at going back to 2015 overall, this year we're at 185. Last year, not going to count, 241, crazy. Year before that, 178, 2020. 2019, 165. 2018, 153. 2017, 176, 173, and 189 in 2015. So basically, of those years, 2015 to 2022, 185 number of sales is very, it's almost the highest. I mean, 189, okay. But not counting last year's 241, which is just off the charts. And considering that there's nothing to sell and no inventory, the percentage of what we're selling is impressive. And when I say we, I'm not including myself. I'm not selling anything. I'm having nightmares. Time change. If you take out Montecito and Hope Ranch, 137 sales. Last year, year-to-date, 169 sales. Okay, so we have 19% fewer number taking out Montecito and Hope Ranch. That's better than the 23% fewer number, including everything. The median price without Montecito and Hope Ranch year-to-date is $1,009,000. Isn't that impressive? Since last year's overall median price was $1,962,000. So the median price year-to-date, first 10 weeks of the year without Montecito and Hope Ranch, is 22% higher than the previous year. The number, 137, is lower than last year's 169. But 2020 was 137, the same. Going back in time, 2019, 138, 123. You got to hit 2017 to hit 144. So really a respectable number at 137. It's the second highest going back to 2015. So it's amazing that things are selling because there's no inventory. If you're looking for a home today, from Carpinteria to Goleta, the number of listings available, not in escrow, is 90. 90 homes? You go, well, how does that relate? Well, I don't even want to look at last year's 133. You go, oh, that's not too bad. But 133 was less than half of the prior year's 323. I mean, I'm looking back, going back to 2005 on my chart here, and nothing. Last year's 133 was insane. It's usually in the 300s, 285, 400s, 500s, 600s. Wow. One year in 2009, there were 611 homes to look at. And here, 10th week of the year, 2022, 90 homes to look at. One is under $1,000,000. So no inventory yet. Properties are selling. Okay. Have anything else to do, Richard? Do you have something for me to do?
No.
Crime is up against realtors. Don't laugh. Homicides every year, family of real estate, appointments from strangers. And I watched this one segment where a very burly realtor went to show a property at a vacant house, and he walked in. He was attacked by two gunmen. They pistol whipped him and robbed him. So the tip is, when you're showing a vacant house, walk around. Make sure there's no broken windows. Someone didn't break in before you. And I think we had something at Santa Barbara once a while back, but I don't remember exactly. And finally, I got an invite to learn about smart cremation.
What?
I get these invites all the time from cremating. I don't know. They think I'm getting old. And they're having a lunch at a pizza parlor. And that struck me odd. The first thing I thought of was those ovens looking similar to a cremation oven. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Here it is. I got the invite. RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break. Come back with the new owner of Nordstrom's in Santa Barbara's Paseo Nuevo, 175,000 square feet. What's going to happen? Stay tuned. You'll be right back.